The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, how pertinent is that song right now in light of what we happen to be seeing? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the Tuesday, April 4th, 2023 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host, as always, for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, the title for this evening's broadcast, The Relentless Stumble into the Bundle, led by a never-ending narrative of a jumble of Trump bull. Now, before I begin, let me first thank the many listeners who emailed me and complimented both myself and my son, Mike Jr., for his presence on the broadcast last week, sharing his diligent research on BlackRock and Vanguard as it pertains to the ongoing New World Order puzzle piece referred to as the banking crisis. He called me later last week with a few more bombshells about that subject that, well, actually need to be shared, so I will likely have him back in the not-too-distant future. Now, as you could likely discern, he is completely awake, passionate about waking the masses, and he's very sharp. His delivery is a bit fast, and it's not easy for older folks to absorb the fast pace of his thought process, so, you know, some might need to go back and listen to the archive. I include myself in that, folks, because I'm not as fast as I used to be. And if you go back and listen to my shows from, I don't know, 10, 12, even 7, 8 years ago, I used to talk a lot faster than I do now. And he reminded me of me. But I'm not as fast at mental absorption as I once was, and I've slowed down a bit both physically and mentally in my autumn years. But he is an example of an individual raised in a world that was and is astute enough to separate truth from lies in a world filled with propaganda. Now, with that, let me share with you how I arrived at tonight's title before we get to the subject at hand. Last week was a very busy week, as I was not only addressing personal concerns pertaining to the recent death of my only sibling, but I was jockeying that responsibility with both Ubering and relocating my locale. I have, folks, after 2.5 years of searching, both found and relocated to a residence more fitting to my needs, to my environment, and to my business endeavors. And in doing so, part of my endeavors last week was to find better, dependable, affordable internet service for what I currently have in the preparation stage for future plans of my broadcasts. And in dealing with internet providers, I'm sure it comes as no surprise to you that they all try to get a new customer to, quote, bundle their services with, well, TV and landline and internet, and in some cases even cell phone service. And in doing so, they offer, of course, a discount if you opt for multiple services. And as I
captively listened last week to their various shtick and spiel in their attempts to entice my commerce by offering me discounts for multiple services, I realized that either they were using the same playbook manifested by our government, or that the government was using their playbook to corral the masses. Think about it, folks. From their spiel, if you purchase internet, landline, TV, or phone, your discounts abound depending on how many multiple services you acquire. Now, from the government's spiel, if you purchase solar for your home, you'll get a tax credit. If you purchase an electric car, you'll get a tax credit. If you take the jab, you'll get a free hamburger, draft beer, sports tickets, lottery tickets, and on and on and on and blah, 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 blah. Well, I guess the pitch must work, folks, because they are both still using it. Now, I'll define each term in tonight's show title in the context of their quest. Let's start with the stumble. In a population of 336 million or so inhabitants, most of which go along to get along, clueless to their manipulation, their unwitting capitulation into debilitating and sometimes deadly experimentation, taxation, corralization, like a cat toying with a mouse, slapping them slowly into smart cities to be even more easily scrutinized and surveilled. They think it's all random. They think it is all necessary to, quote, save the planet, to battle climate change, to protect grandma from the spread of a false narrative of a killer virus that will destroy humanity if they don't comply. And then they vilify their neighbors, their friends, their relatives, their co-workers, if they too don't drink that contrived Kool-Aid. So they unwittingly stumble into the demonic control grid of the New World Order because they refuse to let go of the, by now, glaringly obvious myth that their government is benevolent. So they stumble into the bundle. Now, the bundle, being the end game of a corral of complete surveillance, control of their minds, their actions, their bank accounts, their travel, manipulation and experimentation of their bodies, their education, their children's gender, the end result literally being a hell on earth, if you will, that these people, rather than let go of their false beliefs in government benevolence, the old cliche, we're the government and we're here to help, if you will, rather than peel away the onion and discover that they have been lied to, played, manipulated, experimented upon, gaslighted, financially extorted, they would still rather cling to the belief that at the end of the day, it's all for the greater good. There is no rescue for these people, and they are doomed. I was kind of listening to the tail end of Michael Rivero's show, and Marco in Alabama called in, and Tom, Florida, called in, and I had to marvel at the passion within those two, because they're right. Okay, it's all coming to a head, folks. Hence, the stumble into the bundle might loosely be compared to the narrative used to draw spectators into the past and famous event promoted to as great success, known as the Rumble in the Jungle. And the latter end of tonight's title, The Jumble of Trump Bull. Now, we've been hearing this never-ending narrative ad nauseum ever since Donald Trump embarked on the escalator and announced his candidacy for president way back in 2015. And it has never ceased up until this very day, very important day. Excuse me. I say that for a reason, because I think, folks, that the worm is going to turn. Scandals invented and perpetrated ceaselessly for now going into its, believe it or not, ninth year, all with the motive of attempting to vilify and now criminalize a man for that, well, for whatever his carnal faults, and under relentless attack, did, from this broadcaster's point of view, the best he could to bring peace to the world and, as importantly, benefit the American people. These countless, most time baseless contrivances, driven from hive-minded, conspiratorial, and crazed motivations, directed by obviously obsessed, power-hungry, control-hungry, and money-hungry lunatics in their attempts to discredit, to demean, and disqualify this man from ever again attempting to reclaim his former position. One, by the way, cleverly and clandestinely stolen from him in an obvious rigged 2020 election. Now, this should send a reverberating and loud ringing bell to the rest of the world's civilization. Any human being that desires justice and freedom, that the people behind these demonic actions have no concern for the people of this country and or any other country or human on this planet, and are only concerned with power, control, and stature at the expense, the reputation, and freedom, or even life itself, to anyone who stands in their way. Now, I'm not going to regurgitate all of the disgusting reports I have seen or heard this past week, when I've had time, by the way, regarding the despicable behavior revolving around their latest attempts to prevent Donald Trump from ever again occupying the White House. Like him or hate him, by the way, doesn't matter, folks. This is not just about him. This is about all of us. I will only say, as my mother reminded me on many occasions in my childhood,
Michael Thomas, actions speak louder than words.
The actions of these people regarding Donald Trump over the past 9 years have repeatedly sent an ear-shattering message to any that would hear that they are indeed, these people, folks, are indeed terrified of this man. As they know, he has, and he has demonstrated, both the ability, the personal ability, the charisma, the knowledge, and the adoration of enough of this domestic populace to throw a complete monkey wrench in their New World Order quest. The question is, why else would they attempt to manifest something that has never, and I repeat, has never been attempted before in the history of this country? That being to try and prosecute a sitting or former president. So, I'll just share this, as it will speak volumes as to what is really transpiring here, folks. Remember, after the sabotage of the Nord Stream pipeline, remember when a reporter asked Biden a question about the pipeline, and Biden told her in so many words, this is months. This statement was made, I think, 2 or 3 months before the pipeline was blown up. But she asked Biden a question. And in so many words that Biden said if Putin sends one tank, and this is from memory, folks, if Putin sends one tank over the Ukrainian border, the pipeline would cease to exist. Now, he was caught on tape saying that, and this is like 2 or 3 months before. Also, what's her name? Noodleman. I can't even think of her real name now. But anyway, you know who I'm talking about. Newsom? I don't know. Well, whatever. Anyway, she said the same thing. Okay, now I want you to keep that in mind, that that statement was made, it was caught on tape when that reporter asked Biden the question. The clip I'm about to share with you comes from Joe Biden. And coincidentally, his statement comes just, well, months before Trump's recent indictment. Julie, go ahead and play that. It's only 13 seconds long, but I want you to listen to this clip. This clip, I believe, was made November, right after the election, in November of 2022. Go ahead with clip number two, Julie.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power by, if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
Did you hear that, folks? We have to demonstrate that he will not take power. Oh, you mentioned the Constitution there, and I'm not sure. I haven't looked it up in the Constitution. Don't recall ever seeing that a convicted felon could not run for president. That, I'm not sure. I don't know. But isn't it interesting that this man, with some amazing pseudo-wisdomatic crystal ball-like prophecies, one regarding the pipeline and one regarding the former president, both statements just months before that astounding events unfolded. Need I say any more? You can draw your own conclusions to that. But it's pretty much written in stone who blew up that pipeline. Anybody with two brain cells to rub together with cognitive thinking capacity can pretty much figure it out, right? Same thing said with this. Anybody with two brain cells, rather, and cognitive capacity could pretty much figure out what's going on here. So need I say more? Looking back in history, there are many examples of empires that have risen and failed. Unlike the past, however, we are now living in an age of artificial intelligence. And literally, folks, mind-boggling technology, technology that even with what we see, which is really fascinating, some of the stuff that we have our hands on, we know that they've got to have technologies that probably 50 years or 100 years even maybe more advanced than what they're showing us. But if used in the context of bettering our existence, this technology could be used to provide a better existence for the entire planet. We all know that. We've seen it. If it were in the control of people with honorable intent. And I have to say, unfortunately for us, it is not. It is in the hands of greedy, demonic, soulless monsters intent on destroying any hope of a better world, along with culling the population to what would be, in their estimation, a more controllable corral of guinea pigs. And in their maniacal efforts to implement their one world government, their success failure clock is ticking, and that clock is approaching midnight. Now, last week, as I mentioned earlier in the program, my son was a guest on the show and spoke about the, well, I'll get to that. We've got a break coming up. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. I'm just getting warmed up, folks. Stick around. More to come. Be right back.
America. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
A class action lawsuit over censorship has been filed. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Children's Health Defense has filed a lawsuit against President Biden and several top offices over government pressuring social media companies to censor users. The First Amendment is clear. The government cannot stifle speech. Asking a third party, like a social media company, to censor is still a violation of our rights. No matter who is actually doing the censoring, if it's being directed by the government, then it is a violation of First Amendment protected speech. Any government who silences anyone who questions their authority is tyrannical and authoritarian. My question is, why did it take so long to file this lawsuit? The White House admitted that they were doing this 2 years ago. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. As I was going to mention before the break, now, as I mentioned last week, my son was a guest on the show, and he spoke about the July 2023 introduction of CBDC digital currency. Their motivation for this implementation isn't to make banking transactions or your financial life any easier, folks. You, those of you who were listening, you may have heard me throw it out there that, you know, is it because of the pressure being put on by other countries? Their motivation, folks, is fueled by greed and fear of losing monetary control. Controlling and watching every transaction you make. And they know their time is short. So their actions have shifted into overdrive. Their actions are driven, in part, by an international agreement between over 100 nations to simultaneously sell off. This is an agreement that has been made by over 100 countries, folks, to sell off their U.S. Treasury holdings, sending them back to the United States to collapse the U.S. dollar. And this action has a name, and that name is Operation Sandman. It has just been announced and has been given 2 weeks' notice. Now, I want you to have a listen. It's very short. It's only 20 seconds long. But I want you to have a listen to a public announcement made just this past week by the president of Kenya, William Ruto. Go ahead, Julie, go ahead and play clip one. Okay, I don't hear anything. evidently, we're having some technical difficulties here. Well, that's okay. Okay, Julie, go ahead and cut it, Julie. It sounds like there's some kind of a technical glitch going on here. But
we advise that those of you who are holding dollars, you shortly might go into losses. You better do what you must do, because this market is going to be different in a couple of weeks. For the people who work numbers, I am giving you free advice that those of you who are holding dollars, you shortly might go into losses. You better do what you must do, because this market is going to be different in a couple of weeks.
All right, thanks, Julie. This market is going to be different in a couple of weeks. He's speaking to the people of the nation of Kenya. All of you, he said, who are holding dollars, I advise you basically to do something. Get rid of them. That's what he's saying. Because within a couple of weeks, the market is going to be completely different. What's he talking about? He's talking about Operation Sandman. All of these countries in unison, and my son and I brought this up last night, they're going to dump the U.S. treasuries. They're going to get off of the dollar, the OPEC oil agreement with and the Bretton Woods agreement. Okay, they're trashing it. And all of these dollars that they had been holding and had to have been holding, which was part of that agreement, to first trade their yuan or trade their ruble or trade whatever currency they had and buy dollars and hold them in reserve to buy oil, which was implemented and agreed to by the OPEC nations, they're dumping them. They're trading the oil between themselves without interference from the United States. And why are they doing this? Because they realize now, and they've realized for years, that they've been being fleeced by the United States government. I'm not going to take you back through a history lesson because I've reported it before on occasion. Saddam Hussein, when he introduced the oil for food program and trading the oil for euros, that was a big no-no for him. So they took him out and they had to vilify him first. That's what they do before they invade a country. They vilify their opponent, folks, and they indoctrinate and they brainwash the military into believing that these people are lesser human than they are. They call the people of Iraq ragheads. Okay, excuse me. In Libya, they had to first vilify Muammar Gaddafi. Because Muammar Gaddafi was going around the country, was trying to make deals with the presidents of those nations to start trading oil for the gold dinar as opposed to the United States currency. They couldn't have that, so they took him out. Yes. So, the president of Kenya, do what you must do. This market is going to be different in a couple of weeks. This is fair warning, folks. And by the way, in a recent broadcast by Natural News, the title of it, Banks to Limit Withdrawals to Stop Bank Runs Caused by Customer Behavior. Believe it or not, my son just went through that last week when he tried to make a withdrawal to buy a car. They didn't want to give him the money. They wanted to give him a cashier's check. Folks, they are not doing this to make financial transactions easier. I hear a break coming up. We'll cut it off for that. I'll continue when we get back. Stick around. More to come. Michael Herzog, National Info.
We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it
one shot at a time.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Stranger in a foreign land. Do you feel like that, folks? Go back to when you were a child, when you were growing up, or maybe in your 20s or even 30s. Do you even recognize this country? But getting back to this, neither do I, Julie. Getting back to this, they are not only doing this, folks, to make financial transactions easier. They're not doing this to make financial transactions easier. They are doing this to try and maintain monetary hegemony in the face of their international financial crimes that are being exposed. And the world knows it. And we're isolated, folks. The rest of the world hates us. We're not the good guys anymore. This isn't the land of the free and the home of the brave. And come to us with a beacon of light and the Statue of Liberty and come to us for a better life. The only people that are believing that are these naive illegals that are coming over the border still believing that myth. What's the old saying with George Carlin? The American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. Yeah. But anyway, coincidentally, in the midst of this banking crisis, there is right now a bill being proposed in Congress called the Restrict Act. And this bill provides massive power given to Biden's Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, to guess what? To set in motion the rounding up of any that might attempt to object or act in opposition of Biden's lockstep promotion of the one world government. The enforcement being directed by the AI-driven surveillance state. You know, the one that John Brennan and James Clapper lied about in front of Congress when posed with the question regarding the American people being spied upon by the government, with their phones and with their computers and with their text messages, etc. Welcome to George Orwell's wet dream of 1984, folks. And in adding to that, an article out of The Seeker, thank you Peter and LA for that, dated April 2nd, titled, Critics Warn of a Dragnet of Surveillance as the U.S. Pushes Ahead with Plans for More Smart Cities. By the way, the entire article is posted up on the RBN website. I asked Julie to post it, or whoever it is that does that. I don't even know who does. But there's just a few snippets. Sorry, Julie. Okay, it's her. I'm trying to concentrate here, Julie. All right, anyway. There's just a few snippets to paint the ominous picture of their Orwellian vision. And as I said, that full article is posted on the RBN site. And if it isn't, it will be shortly. This is dated March 23rd, 2023, which is only, 11, 12 days ago. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg last week announced $94 million in grant awards to fund 59 smart city technology projects across the country. And by the way, for those of you who don't know what a smart city is, you're not going to be, I'm going to share what's going to happen in the smart cities pretty soon, but you're not going to believe, they're going to know everything you do, everything you say, every grunt you make, everything, folks, because it's already being implemented, and this is what this money's for. And despite the widespread and mounting pushback against the biometric surveillance and the control systems associated with smart city technologies, and the failure of the United States Department of Transportation's previous attempt to grant fund smart city transformation in Columbus, Ohio, Pete Buttigieg told The Verge that he thinks smart city technologies matter more than ever. Well, of course, the gay mammary lactator of his newborns, along with his husband, would be in favor of it. Sounds like they may think living in a smart city might provide them a live, live-in babysitter should they choose a gay getaway event at the LGBTQ community gathering somewhere on the left coast, maybe. But to continue, listen to this one, folks. These new grants, part of the Strengthening Mobility and Revolutionizing Transportation Grants Program, the SMART Program, are only the first round of $500 million, half a billion dollars in funding that will be awarded for smaller smart mobility projects over the next 5 years, authorized under the 2021 bipartisan, remember I said bipartisan, Republican and Democrat, folks, infrastructure law. You see, this infrastructure doesn't include rebuilding the roads and bridges. Trust me when I tell you, I see it in Tucson every day with potholes and chuck holes and lumps on the road and blah, 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 blah. And then they have the audacity to put a speed bump on a road that you can't drive down more than 15 miles an hour anyway. But that's a story for another day. Yes, under the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law, their infrastructure is not rebuilding the roads, bridges, schools, and so forth. Their infrastructure is biometrics, folks. It is surveillance. And in this funding round, the Department of Transportation awarded smart grants for a range of projects, including, get this, drone surveillance or delivery, smart traffic signals, connected vehicles, autonomous vehicles, smart grid development, intelligent sensors, sensors picking up everything you say, folks, intelligent sensors, and other, the Internet of Things infrastructure. Some cities, including Los Angeles, have received multiple grants for this. It pretty well describes future life as living under a microscope, with the holder being the grand pooba of all things heinous. Does it not? But to continue, smart city development typically focuses on the implementation of technologies like the AI, Internet of Things, the 5G, which is a killer in itself, cloud and edge computing, and biometric surveillance to track and manage and control and extract profit from every and any array of urban processes. And I'm going to give you an example of that in a minute. That grand pooba sitting atop that cloud, whoever it may be, with biometric surveillance, computing, controlling, tracking, and managing to extract every drop of possible profit from any array of any urban activity. Oh, hey, folks, that sounds like a world that I want to live in. Not. Can you imagine a world controlled by these power-hungry crazies? I'll give you an example.
Harvey, our highly sensitive newly installed public organic fume sensors have depicted your bodily functions emitted an odorous excretion of methane from between your two flabby seminals while waiting to cross the street at First and Main at precisely 2:33 p.m. last Tuesday. A recent amendment has been added to the already legislated cow flatulence, now including humans. You've thus committed a clear violation of this newly enacted Section 3, Clause 2, Paragraph 4 of the Environmental Contamination Code, and it is punishable in the first violation by your restrictive intake of pinto beans for the next 30 days. A repeated violation will result in the possible removal of your digestive tract, inclusive of, but not limited to, the extraction of your lower bowel, along with a permanent anal plug insert, combined with a mandatory visit to your local clinic for weekly intravenous and necessary nutrients to be determined by our head administrator, the newly appointed commander of all things medical, Anthony Fauci, and be administered by his trusted assistant, Rochelle Walensky. Oh, and by the way, Harvey, in the latest results of your biweekly stool samples, we have detected an unusually high amount of M&M's peanut chocolate candy residue known to cause constipation in certain individuals meeting your specific criteria. So in addition, we are ordering to be added to your new diet consisting of GMO corn, Brussels sprouts, and raw tuna, an additional quart of Phillips milk of magnesia to be consumed at every meal. This is to be overseen, supervised, and signed off on by the trusted nurse Ratchet of One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest fame, as that is where we all now reside.
This is where we're going, folks. This is where your children will live. This is where your grandchildren will live. If this is not stopped. And as it unfolds, as we see what's happening with 34 felony, believe it or not, 30, what's his name? Alvin Bragg just, you know, pulled that one out of his hiney. Okay, 34 felony counts. Oh, my God. Can you see the dumbed down mind numb propagandized American public? Oh, my God. 34. You know, the sad part about it is they wouldn't be doing this. We've never seen this in the history of this country, folks. They wouldn't be doing this unless they were absolutely terrified of this man, because we already saw actions speak louder than the words. He put him out there. He did everything. He tried to do everything he said he would do and got some of it accomplished. Haven't opened up the phone lines yet, but I'm not going to keep Patrick waiting. Patrick, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, partner? Hello, Patrick. I don't hear Patrick.
No.
Patrick.
Michael?
Hello? Yes.
Yes, sir. I got you. This is reminiscent of the Bolshevik Revolution with 300 Jews left out of New Jersey with money from Wall Street, and they took over the country, and they installed laws. To see how they got everybody in these gulags was these outrageous laws. And, they done that at the same time, all over, simultaneously, all over Europe. All the, Rosa Luxemburg and Germany who they actually controlled Berlin for a week. And, it was just the Frank War stopped them. And the same thing, Hungary, Poland, Estonia, Spain, they went after the nuns and the Christians. And all the synagogues knew that if they participated in this, they would be part of the government. But, America...
Patrick, do you have a crystal ball? Because what you're saying right now, I was just about to address, because we're living in a more sophisticated world than we were 100 years ago in the Bolshevik Revolution. They've got to be slicker. They've got to be more clandestine, more clever, than they were back then. That's why they're doing this. But it's the same thing, and you're right dead on. You've hit the nail on the head here, Patrick. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. They had snitches, you'd be sitting with somebody in the train station. Next thing you know, that person is putting you under arrest. It was an undercover agent. We're not that far away from that.
It's right on the horizon, and they're implementing, they're proposing legislation to do just that. And they're doing it very cleverly, very covertly, very ruthlessly, by the way.
Yeah, anyway. We created the militia, as a safeguard against a tyrannical government. But they sidestepped that. They created the Dick Act, and they took over control of the militia and made what's called the National Guard. They just make these things up. And not only that, but Chertoff is over all law enforcement agencies, FEMA, the militia, everything. It's like the Mossad, is running our government. And it's just right in our face. We are 5% of the world's population. We're 25% of the population incarcerated. They're there. We just ain't been able to.
They just got started. I'm not done yet. They just got started. I appreciate your input. Appreciate your passion. I'm going to let you go because I got a lot more to cover here, Patrick. But I appreciate the call. Like Patrick said, folks, in past empires, the overthrow, the dispersion, the arrest, the detention, the suspension and termination of those in opposition was much more apparent due to their lack of AI technology. They just shot you or arrested you. They dragged you off to a gulag. But you see, they weren't thinking ahead far enough to realize that in doing so, they neglected to bankrupt you first and maintain plausible deniability by convincing you that it was your fault, relieving any possible guilt should they even possess the capacity to feel it. And in today's world, their nefarious, demonic actions are justified by concocted narrations in their attempts to justify their motives, Donald Trump being a prime example. But make no mistake, in this age of advanced AI and government corruption, just look a bit further at the actions of a corrupt FBI at the direction of a corrupt attorney general and lunatic administration comparable to that of Pol Pot or Mao Zedong. How many innocent people tracked down across the country after January 6, 2021, still rotting in a dungeon because they attempted protest? And by the way, speaking of January 6th, I received a text from Trenis Evans this past Sunday. You remember Trent has been on my show a couple times. He's the guy that's financing a lot of these attorneys for the Proud Boys trials. Anyway, I received a text from him this past Sunday, and he sent me a picture depicting the actual subpoena that has been served on Shady Ray Epps, commanding him to appear in the trial of the accused January 6er, Ethan Nordine, part of the Proud Boys, demanding that Epps testify tomorrow, April 5th, at 9 a.m. Well, let's see if the FBI can pull the proverbial rabbit out of the hat and protect Epps from that possible incriminating catastrophe. And trust me, I'll be watching, folks. Oh, and also, speaking of the January 6th, the corrupt Moshe Garfinkel, Merrick Garland, just seems not to want to let it be, as the Beatles would sing. Well, that's not the Beatles singing, but we got to go to a break. When we get back, I'll tell you about it. Stick around, more to come. We'll be back in three.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC.
417-932-6419. All right, folks, we're back. I know you're out there somewhere. All of you are out there somewhere, all right? And it's time to get passionate, folks, because like I said, again, speaking of those January 6ers, the corrupt Moshe Garfinkel owned control. Wonder what he does in the closet. He just seems not to want to let it be, okay? This out of Bloomberg, more than 1,000 additional people could still face charges in connection with the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is according to a letter to the D.C. federal court from a U.S. attorney in Washington. It offers details on what Attorney General Merrick Garland has called, and get this, one of the largest, most complex, and most resource-intensive investigations in our history.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Well, what about, Hunter Biden's laptop? How come there's no investigation going on that? Oh, never mind, that's subject for another day. Moshe Garfinkel is obviously marching to the New World Order drum, for whatever reason behind the scenes that we don't know about, by attempting to instill fear into every American who dare even think about a protest. But beyond that, we are already starting to see their vicious aggression aimed at anyone who dare point out the obvious. Case in point, this one from the Epoch Times. Journalist says the Department of Justice targeting him for his aggressive post. His January 6th commentary. Journalist Steve Baker stated in an article that his commentary about January 6th have creating a, what he called a growing ire in the United States Department of Justice that could lead to his prosecution for being at the Capitol that day. Now, since January 6th, Baker went through 2 hours of FBI questioning and faced the looking specter of being added to that list. What is this? Added to the list of now more than 1,000 additional January 6th criminal case defendants. And let me emphasize additional, folks. From reports, this happened right after Donald Trump's indictment. And if that's true, that means they're coming, folks. This isn't just about Trump's indictments. This is also the Biden administration sending a message to any Trump supporter that should you continue to support him, you will be next. Now, another example, this press release from the U.S. Attorney General's office just 4 days ago, folks. Social media influencer Douglas Mackey, convicted of election interference in 2016 presidential race. The press release says that Mackey is facing 10 years in prison for his crime. And what's his crime? He sent out a meme on Twitter just prior to the 2016 election instructing his followers, and I quote, avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary, end quote. For this, folks, he's facing 10 years in federal prison. Top of the hour coming up. We'll be back in two. I'll tell you about, conversely, what didn't happen to somebody else doing the same thing when we get back. Second hour coming up.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.